Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show. Welcome!
And the place to be, YouTube. This is Chris. This is James.
What's up?
Keith. Guys, got anything you want to say before we start?
Keras Talk, fine programming network of internet radio podcast goodness. Bug Zapper, radio DJ New Style Show, Truth Time Theater from our friends at Sandwich Humor, and us. It's just fun.
Bug Zapper Radio.
What about him?
I don't know. I like saying it.
Okay. What? You've said that before?
No.
Oh.
I watch him say it.
Oh. Oh.
And I kind of get jealous.
No, I know.
Bug Zapper.
Yeah, something with the Z. It's just nice. Z.
It does sound nice. They're all nice shows. I think they're all terrific, and I think you should check them all out. By the way, I think Truth Time Theater and Bug Zapper now are swapping places, I think. Although I think Bug Zapper might be going on a small hiatus. We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. I think it might be easier for Clayton to do Thursdays instead of Wednesdays, but he might even be taking a break. I don't even know. Actually, by the time this airs, it's probably already happened.
But you know what? We've been consistent.
Oh, God, yeah.
Every week, you can set your watch to us now.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Sorry.
People can go to Japan, and the show still gets played week in and week out. It's amazing. Sorry, Keith.
Did you read the email?
Which one?
The email that I'm about to read.
What? You got an email where?
I'm going to get right into it.
But where did it come from? Oh,
Chris right from Staten Island.
It's a contact.
Oh, contact at bestintrovert.com. Gotcha.
But it's from Ricky in Colorado. Way to detail where you are, Ricky. So he's somewhere in the big wide state of Colorado. I say Denver.
What's up, our dog? See, I think it's Colorado Springs.
Really?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Boulder.
Yeah, it's probably, you're right. Good call.
I like that. Wasn't Mork from Ork? Weren't they in Boulder? Or Mork and Mindy?
Well, he's from Ork.
That's a good point. Well, anyway, Ricky in Colorado says, hey guys, does anyone use the word, and I believe he misspelled this terribly, but Gesundheit anymore?
You know what I like? How everyone starts their emails off with, hey guys.
Well, you know what?
I think it's a thing. I think it's kind of, we don't respond to an
Who
email.
Who was the first person? Millicent was the first person that said, hey,
unless
guys.
Hey guys.
Next week, we're not going to say send your email. So send your hey guys to contact at bestintrovert.com. My favorite email, I just like to go back if I can, just digress, is when Keith gave a detailed explanation of, God damn it, whatever the guy's name, you're a lazy son of a gun, you don't know how to do anything around the house. And you're telling his whole story word for word verbatim. Well, he doesn't have anything that he's reading in front of him. It was great.
He has
that
a
was
photographic
my
memory.
Obviously.
I'm like Ringo Starr that way.
Well, God bless you for having that. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Gesundheit.
I don't know what that means.
Gesundheit is when somebody sneezes. It's a German word that I believe means something. It's probably German.
Something's tight?
Yeah.
The Gizunt.
It probably means, I don't believe it's spelled G-I-Z-U-N-D-I-T, like he spelled it here, but...
Gizundit?
Yeah, but, I don't know. I've never used it in my life. I say bless you to people.
You say Siebenkrügen.
I even stopped saying bless you, because I think, like, I don't even think it's a requirement anymore.
Oh, I think it's rude when you don't say...
I say it to coworkers. If somebody like comes into my office and is like looking at something in the office and they sneeze, I tend to ignore them.
Say, I think it's rude. I think you always.
And unless it's somebody that I think is an okay person that I kind of know.
People on a train, I say bless you too.
What's God have to do with it?
Well, that's the thing. Me, I think I've been pretty upfront with the fact that I'm a devout atheist.
So
I don't believe in God. I want nothing to do with it. And I make a point to say, I usually say bless you more than I say God bless you, but I definitely say God bless
but
you.
But isn't the God implied?
I would think so.
Okay.
I would think so. But yeah, I mean, I say it all the time. I just feel like it's common courtesy that you say something like that.
Japan, two things that I noticed.
Sorry.
No one says anything when anyone sneezes. And you don't tip.
Heathens.
There's no
what?
There's no tipping.
I don't know why I'm going to keep staring at you waiting for something else to happen, but that's absurd to me.
But actually,
so did you tip and they were just like, what are you doing?
No, you just don't tip.
God bless
and
them.
And there's a Japanese restaurant in Manhattan that just switched to no tipping.
Wow.
Okay, but...
That bothers me.
Yeah,
the no
weird.
Tipping bothers me at all.
Even if it's no tipping,
Because they were the employees are on salary that they make more money than a typical wage. I think that they should make...
They make more money than God?
Yes.
Bless them.
They have more money.
Well done.
I'm weird with tipping. I always have to tip. We've talked about that on this, you know, on the show in the past a million times. But yeah, God bless, I just feel like it's a common courtesy. I feel like you're supposed to say God bless you. I feel like you're supposed to. I mean, I don't want to be like I'm like, hey, I'm Johnny Chivalry or anything. But I feel like there are certain
JC.
Things. Yeah, Jason.
No,
JC.
I do it.
The other JC, Johnny Chivalry. I always feel like there's certain things you're supposed to do. Like, I feel like you're always supposed to hold the door
yes.
for a woman.
Or a dude.
Yeah, you've got
to hold the door
behind
you.
Someone behind you is different. I'm saying if a woman's coming, you hold the door and let them go
yeah.
first. I always feel like if you're on a subway or a train and you're sitting and a woman comes in, you stand up and let them sit. And I certainly think that you always say, bless you or God bless
you. Well, you press your crotch against their face.
Well, obviously. Yeah. What else would I do? Yeah. I do it for aim purposes. But yeah, I think that God bless you is an important thing to do.
So they'll IM you that night? Those aim purposes.
I guess.
What if someone doesn't cover their mouth when they sneeze? Will you still bless them?
What if you feel it, little bits?
Oh yeah, no, I couldn't.
Just the way
I couldn't bless them.
You
that.
Say something?
Curse you. God curse you.
So are you blessing their courtesy of covering?
I want them to feel like, oh... I feel your pain. I understand that you just
did
something.
It's not painful.
But I love sneezing. I used to make myself sneeze.
Whoa. Time out. Both of you here. It feels good, is what you said, and then you said you like it?
I love it.
You made yourself sneeze?
I would make myself sneeze.
I don't enjoy it.
I would give myself a sneezing
fit. Painful.
I've always wanted to have an orgasm and sneeze at the same time.
Okay. Two different conversations at the same time.
Okay.
It not being painful, okay, is not the same thing as it feeling good. Two, you want to sneeze and orgasm at the same time?
Yes.
What? How's that even humanly possible?
I don't know. It hasn't happened yet.
Keep working.
He's determined. He's not giving up his hopes and dreams.
Keep little, like a shaker of black pepper and just put black pepper in your nose. Whenever I watch cartoons, I always tell me.
I yank my nose hairs out in groups.
That just makes me cry.
And it eventually makes me sneeze. It makes me cry. I sneeze to the point where I'm tearing.
No. The pain of the nose hair coming out would make me cry.
No, we used to swap nose hairs. Well, not swap, but we used to bet nose hairs.
Oh, you got a good one? Oh, that's just my size.
I'll trade you
can
my
I borrow that
left
one?
Long.
Right.
Well, we did. We definitely would bet things, and when you would lose, you would have to give nose hairs to the other person.
Not give them, but... Yeah.
Offer them up?
Yes.
In some way? I don't know.
You don't like sneezing? Well, I understand that there's a sneezing when you're sick and it burns your chest, but just regular, you know, a little bit of dusty in here, and you sneeze, and you hit like three in a row. Isn't it wonderful? Your eyes tear.
Oh.
You kind of get a little euphoric.
Okay. I have no quarrels with sneezing or with being engaged in the act of sneezing. I have no problem being a sneezer. But when you were talking about, like, isn't it great, don't you love it, don't you love it, I started thinking just now as we're going through this, I get mad, as much as I say God bless you to people, I get mad when people sneeze too much.
You jealous?
No! Like, at some point, like, it's just like, I'm trying to think where I was. I was someplace, and it was like I was in a waiting room someplace. It was I was in a doctor's office, or it could have been some sort of appointment. So, and someone, it might have been even been
at the buffet.
Work. It might have been at work. It could have been the buffet. It was someplace, and someone kept sneezing, like, every minute or two, like, another sneeze, and then another sneeze. I think it was on the bus, actually, I'm thinking of. And then, like, at one point, it's like, God damn it already. Could you stop with the sneezing? I didn't say it, but
God
I wanted
bless the goddamn.
I didn't bless him. But, like, I got mad, and I realize it's insane to be angry, but I was actually genuinely angry. I'm like, all right, I get it, you sneeze once. You sneeze once. At some point, if you're sneezing this incessantly, you shouldn't be around other
people.
Well,
was it one of those people that screams, like,
no, it was just a sneeze.
Oh, I hate it when people like this. Hold them in. Oh, that makes me so mad.
I do that all the time.
Oh, you piss me off.
But I don't hold it in, I sneeze, I go,
oh, I hate that, I hate that.
Well, I go like this.
Sorry. No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the people, mostly men that do it, that sound like they're screaming and yelling when they sneeze.
I'm loud.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, something along that line.
No,
so,
I,
ouch.
No. It was a regular
I just let it fly. I don't hold anything in, and it's what it feels so good.
Yeah, I don't get to
you around aiming on people.
No, I don't, it's not about projecting it. It's just it's like when I sit in my office and I feel a little dusty in there or something. I'm like,
you're excited.
It's coming. And then I can rub my nose. And sometimes you rub the roof of your mouth with your tongue, and it'll start to tickle. And you can kind of start going and...
Sneezes also smell.
Mine don't.
I'm sure they do.
Smell like what? Sneeze?
Yeah. It's like a weird, bad, breathy something smell. And if you're around someone that sneezes and doesn't cover their mouth... It's gross.
Like when someone whispers Truth Time Theater in your ear?
Yes! Oh man, I'm sure that must have been offensive.
It was very warm.
Lots of... I just giggled like a schoolgirl there all the time.
Sorry.
Yeah, I get mad if people sneeze too much. If you sneeze that much, you should be home. You're sick.
No, I'm not sick when I sneeze.
If you were this dude on the bus sneezing once every minute... which was what was making me angry, that's a different situation.
Well, if someone has offensive cologne or perfume, it could make me sneeze. Yeah, and if you're on definitely. A bus with someone with offensive smells...
But you kind of just sneeze right at them if they sit next to you and they have strong perfume, right?
I'm telling you, if you saw this guy, you wouldn't be mad at him.
Oh, I'm sure.
No matter what he was
that particular guy, sure.
He was a sneezer.
I mean, I don't get excited seeing someone else sneeze.
What?
Was he sad?
No, but I'm pissed off at him.
Oh, because you said you wouldn't be mad at him. Oh, you would be mad at him, you said.
Yeah, I would be.
I would be mad.
Yeah.
I think you'd say he wouldn't be mad at him.
I would be annoyed, but it's not me sneezing. Just like, you know, you can do something and be annoyed by someone else doing it.
I guess. Oh, God bless everybody. I don't think there's anything wrong with blessing people when they sneeze. I think there's something wrong with people who sneeze too much. And I think it's kind of insane to get angry at people for sneezing too much.
What if somebody does one of those, like, like ear cleaning?
That's not even a thing. That's not. No one goes. What is that?
Like, okay, sometimes.
Oh, people who scratch their throat and go.
Yes, yes. But I don't do that.
You do that!
Yeah, well, you
do it. Do it right now. What is that? What is that?
You know what? I just thought about that. I haven't done that in a long time.
Your throat must have been itching. You might be sneezing to get it out.
But I don't do that. Like,
that's
if I'm sitting
allergic,
on a bus or in public.
That's
or,
an allergic reaction to something.
Is it?
You're getting an itch down there. Yeah, I used to work with someone who did that.
You and our friend Frank are the only two people I know that do that. I
but there's
hate
people
it.
That also do it that go, I'm
they
sure
go,
that's bad enough. That go, like,
that's not a thing.
What bus do you take?
That's not a thing that a human has ever done. Why would someone have their mouth like sneer like they're doing a Billy Idol sneer? Like, what is that?
I don't know what the sneer is.
Your mouth when you do it again. Yeah, your lip went to your ear. You're trying to touch your ear with your lip when you just did that. That's
I don't
absurd.
Know.
Okay, your job is to film this the next time on a bus, and we'll play it here on the show.
Sure. It's not real. It's not real. No one does it. I'm sorry.
What if somebody's coughing incessantly? Do you feel bad for them, or are you mad at them too?
No, it makes me mad.
No, coughing's disgusting.
It's not just disgusting. I just don't like. If you have a malady, and you have an issue, okay, I feel bad. If you have an incessant malady or issue, that is kind of like an an annoying noise happening over and over again, you should be away from people.
Now, coughing's worse than sneezing.
Okay. I don't think either one's terrible. Unless you're doing it a lot. In which case, they're equally terrible. It's more the incessant doing it again and again and again.
Okay.
It's like releasing a podcast week in and week out again and again and again. It's annoying.
What is the worst of these three? Coughing on the bus? Sneezing on the bus? Well, the person that gets on, especially an express bus, like we have in Staten Island and everywhere else, you know, nice air-conditioned air, and somebody gets on and pulls out their McDonald's or their hamburgers or
McDonald's,
whatever.
McDonald's smells really good.
I think that's the most offensive thing in the world.
Because you're vegan.
No, it's not even that. When I ate McDonald's, I thought that the smell of it on a bus is the most offensive thing.
A woman got on my elevator at work today and was eating food in the elevator, and it pissed me off.
I still don't get the eating in the elevator.
You can't wait to get to your desk. You can't wait to get to your desk.
And the bus, too. These guys got on the bus home.
I bet she had a knockout figure.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, she was. She was in pretty good shape.
They had a Checkers bag.
Fit.
And they pull out these barbecue sauce smelling burgers of Checkers, and it's like, you seriously can't wait the half an hour to get home and eat your food? And they have the fries on their lap.
As much as I love all things curry, curry's the worst when someone's eating it in a confined area.
Love it. Ugh. That smell makes me feel hungry.
That's terrible.
I love it. I'm a big fan of it. I'm going to guess that the show was supposed to end like 10 minutes ago.
No.
No.
Oh, really?
No, we got 7.5 more minutes.
Awesome. All right, so then let's go back to the burgers.
Now the show's over.
Well done.
Well, the first half of it is, anyway.
Smooth. We'll be back
after the break. Don't sneeze so Chris doesn't get mad at you and come back.
But it's...
Sorry.
Never once did you think to say bless you.
Gesundheit. Gesundheit.
It's not a person. Best in Show Radio. Bug Zapper Radio. DJ New Style. Truth Time Theater.
HearUsTalk.com.
Good.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Best in Show Radio. Not even on the radio, but we are.
I need a cigarette.
What? Sorry.
Well, interestingly enough, this next email is from Philip or Morris or somebody in Morristown, but it's none of that.
What's the real name?
It's from Joseph in Queens.
Or he's not from Marlboro?
He is now. He's Philip Morris from Marlboro, a.k.a. Joseph from Queens, a.k.a. Philly.
Does he live anywhere? Do you live anywhere near Mike from Queens? Yeah, both in Queens, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Exactly. Okay. He asks, do you guys eat leftovers, and how long do I have to wait before I throw them out? I think you can throw them out immediately. I don't necessarily think you have to.
The level of the emails that we're getting at this point are stupid. I mean, I love you guys. How long am I allowed to keep leftovers?
I don't think they take us seriously.
I don't know why. After that sneezing conversation?
Okay.
How long do I have to wait before I throw them out?
Okay, I'll address this seriously. I think this is a little bit of a silly question, but we'll go with it. Keith?
Yes, sir?
Do you eat leftovers?
I do.
How long do you keep them? Depends on the product, I assume, right?
Obviously, but 24 hours later, wonderful. When it gets to 48 hours later, I automatically start thinking everything is bad.
I think that's I think 48 hours is a good call.
Yes.
Unless you're talking about fish, 24 hours at most.
I don't take fish as leftovers.
If you make fish?
I eat it.
if you made 6 pounds of shrimp?
I wouldn't.
If you did,
he's perfect.
I'd eat it
by accident.
No,
you'd eat it intentionally.
Yes.
I'm saying that I've definitely left like shrimp scampi in my refrigerator and eaten it a day later. I've taken fish home from a restaurant.
No way.
I've called you and I've asked you, and I think because deep down when I forget to put something away overnight, I know that you're probably going to tell me it's okay to eat, and that's why I call you and I'll say like, yeah, I left this pizza out.
Yeah,
like,
the guy
it's been out for the last, it was never in the refrigerator, I think it's okay, and he'll be like, yeah, of course.
The guy who bleeds in the bathroom, you ask. No offense, but I'm not the guy to ask.
Our friend Joe, his family would make fish all the time, and they would leave it sitting on the counter all day.
Your friend Joe must be Asian.
He is.
Yes, no offense, but...
And, sorry. They would leave fish out on the counter all day, and it was fine. No one ever got sick from it.
Well, yeah, I had this talk with my girlfriend all the time. Like, they'll leave food out all day and just kind of pick at it with no problem.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? No big deal.
I don't like that.
Oh, I like food. I like food, and I like when food... I like leftover food. I like leftover food that sits and marinates in itself, and marinating in itself in its natural juices during the day.
Well, it depends. If it's refrigerated and it's meant and it's going to stay, sure.
I would say you should refrigerate, but Keith, like you're saying, he would call if he would forget to refrigerate. So pizza leftover? Who cares? You can eat pizza left out on the floor.
Do you have any idea at what point the bacteria that develops on cheese?
Oh, probably like 6 minutes.
At what temperature? Yes, I think it's once it gets under, I think, 85 degrees.
Perfect. Delicious.
So you're saying don't eat it.
So does that mean you have to reheat the pizza in order to kill it? If you put it in a refrigerator? Or can you eat cold pizza in a refrigerator?
Cold out of the refrigerator.
You can eat that.
Oh, sure.
But bacteria doesn't grow on that.
No.
Okay.
Not at the same rate. It won't affect it at the same rate.
I'm asking. I don't know.
Yeah, I wrap my pizza. I don't put it in the box. I actually wrap it and put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, I throw the box right in the refrigerator. I mean, I eat bad stuff all the time, though.
But typically, my leftovers, if I'm from a restaurant, I'll just eat them when I get home.
Usually.
Like, leftovers don't last more than a day. It's one of my favorite things to eat, because I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Well, obviously, Joseph Philip Morris is filling his refrigerator with a lot of leftovers.
It really upsets me when people throw out leftovers.
Cold?
Oh, it kills me.
Cold leftovers the next day for breakfast might be my favorite thing.
Cold macaroni and cheese is one of my favorite things.
A little bit of hot sauce in the cold.
Yes.
Don't heat it. Don't microwave it.
No, no, no.
Just ice cold.
Cold
hot sauce.
It clumps together real nice.
Yep. I love coagulated.
Ugh.
I understand Keith is vegan and he can't think about it right now. Chinese spare ribs.
Cold.
Chinese spare ribs. Ice cold with the white clumps of fat caked on it is my favorite.
See, I'll scrape the white off.
Oh, I'll eat
terrible.
That. I'll use my fingers, scoop it straight off, and eat that white.
Never.
I love it.
Joseph is the answer to when you should eat that.
I'm a big fan. So we'll say, so we're all in agreement, 24 to 48.
I think if you...
If it's not fish,
it's
48
hours.
It's
the next calendar day.
Depending on what it is, really.
You really think it's 24 hours, it's bad? Like rice. You got fried rice. You couldn't eat fried rice that was 2 days old in the fridge?
Oh, but Chinese food, I think 24 hours is the absolute latest.
Well,
you're nuts.
Rice leftovers kind of beat, though. Cause
it won't last. It wouldn't survive there because I'll eat the entire thing.
Yes.
But if you had a 6-pound vat like the shrimp that you're always making, you should be able to eat that for days. I could eat Chinese food for days on end.
A cold meatball. Crazy.
Buffalo wings for days. Although, who would ever have leftovers? You just eat until they're dead.
Yeah.
I got an interesting question for you. On the same note, I don't mean to sidetrack off of Joseph Philip Morris's question.
You had like a little John Cusack impersonation going on there.
Did I?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I just forgot to share it with you.
Spot on?
Well, it wasn't intentional, so yeah.
Okay, perfect.
If you said, hey, look at my John Cusack, then it would have been disappointing.
I'll show you my drunk you said if you show me yours.
Yodi Sky.
So, we're talking about leftovers. I'm assuming we're talking about our own leftovers. How do you feel about eating someone else's leftovers that have not been sullied
with their
in their house or your house?
Both.
If they're bringing their leftovers to your house,
no. If you're out with people and they bring their leftovers, you know, home.
Both. If you come to someone's house, they have, oh, I have some leftover Chinese food. If you want some,
I'll eat it.
Hmm. There's something creepy about that.
But it's not like one that you would eat out of the thing. Like it's in the container.
But I think the reason I'm thinking that is because I'm thinking that were eating it out of the container, or that they left it out for 3 days.
Well, if you ate it at my house, I most certainly did eat it out of the container. So,
okay, let's assume that's not there. I have a whole thing. Well,
you always have a whole thing. So
I have a thing about eating something from a meal that someone shared with someone else.
Do you mean to like me, it's not yours?
It's not the gross factor. To me, sharing a dining experience is somewhat of an intimate experience. And if I am eating the leftovers of your intimate experience with someone else, it's sloppy seconds. Exactly. I've been offered leftover Indian food from friends at work that I know that they got when they went out with someone else. I'm just like, I don't want to like have the leftovers of your meal with him, her, it, whoever.
You think way too much.
Oh my god, yeah.
That you don't think like that?
No.
Apparently not.
I think, how old is that food? And then
you have a different...
Are you sure you don't want any of this?
I've seen you open up, look in the refrigerator at work and be like, who's this? And I see, like, you have reckless abandon with which you approach leftovers. And I understand maybe I have a little bit too much caution.
I hate when food gets thrown out.
I agree.
I hate it.
We brought up our friend Frank during the first half of this episode. We were talking about the throat scratching. Frank insists on eating. I've never seen him eat a meal and finish it. He always leaves something on the plate. Always.
Christine does that.
And, well, that's a very
and she gets
thing.
Mad at me if I try and eat that piece.
For those that don't know, that's James's lovely girlfriend. You've mentioned her name a couple of times, and we don't we're not clear about who that is.
It's none of their business, all right?
It really isn't.
That's a good point. It's someone. It's a person. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pull the curtain back. My mistake.
Especially girls. A lot of girls, I know, were... I mean, I've heard people... Isn't that, like, an old thing that, like, women, girls were always taught to leave something on the plate?
Oh, leaving something on the plate.
And I know these specific girls or people probably aren't being taught that, but it seems like that's where it started. You always leave something on your plate. Evolution.
Well, you just order it, and you order food and move
you
it around the plate.
You just order extra...
Yeah, I'm kind of blown away by the fact that you guys just glossed over the whole idea of eating someone else's leftovers not being a problem as far as the intimacy factor is concerned.
Well, I can't separate it from the gross factor, and I can't separate the intimacy factor.
Oh, okay.
From the idea that you may be taking something the other person's still gonna want. Like, it's almost like the other person's going to come home and you're cheating with their wife because they come home.
I think you're cheating with their food.
So what if we're hanging out, grilling, making burgers and stuff in the backyard, and it's just us two?
Right.
No intention of anyone else coming by.
Right.
Someone else comes by. Hey, you want a burger? That's already made.
It's not a leftover. That's not a leftover. It's a pre-prepared meal.
But shared between us.
I agree. But they're there sharing it, too, because then they become the third person that's there. So they're part of that experience. If they came over the next day and we had two Franks left over, I think...
What if you had five, though, left over, and they came over the next day?
James wouldn't let that happen, first off. But secondly...
He got the bonus back.
What was the hot dog burger thing? Yeah,
America, it's called.
what was the hot dog burger? I'm assuming we did something with food that was...
It was a leftover thing that,
ridiculous.
That no one else wanted to eat, so...
I don't remember at all what you're talking about.
Okay.
If they came over the next day, you want me to reheat you a Frank? I feel like I'm offering them the remnants of my time with someone else.
You think they're an idiot for using the word Frank?
You want a Frank? You want a weenie? Can I offer you a weenie? I think there's a weird thing about that. I think that it'd be my duty, to eat that weenie, and not give. I would make them fresh ones. I think offering someone your leftover is like offering them a piece of a meal.
Now you're being insulting to the person you're offering it to. You think?
Yes, and
so
I think.
So you think everyone involved
and
is
I think,
insulted?
And I think I would be insulted if I was offered that.
He thinks a little too much.
But what if it's something that you ordinarily couldn't get? Say,
baby.
Yes.
Thinly sliced baby.
Yes.
No. What do you mean?
Like, say, me and Keith were at my apartment one night. The next day, you came over, and I had I got a whole pie from Elegante still in the refrigerator.
Okay.
So quantity has something to do with
it. I would eat it.
What if there was two slices?
I would eat it.
But he'd cry all over it.
I might feel a little bit bad about it. Only because it's Elegante, I would still eat it.
Are you feeling bad that you're taking our food that we shared? Or are you feeling bad that you weren't involved in the
Eating
the memories. I'm not even joking.
So it's not that you weren't involved. It's not a little sad feeling like...
This is you share this with them! You share this with them. Don't give me your leftover your thing.
Well, that can be actually a good restaurant for lonely people. You serve nothing but other people's leftovers.
Lonely.
To share their memories.
Oh, on First Avenue. table for one only.
On First and First.
Yes. That actually... That's actually a gimmick there that could be turned into
something. Eat other people's leftovers.
Oh man, I hate people eating alone.
We've had this conversation.
And if we're ever gonna have it again, we have to give it a full 15 minutes.
But I'm just saying, if you want to be my friend, have a meal with me. Don't offer me your meal that you had with someone else, and that great time that you shared with them. And then, oh, you know what? We had such a great time, we couldn't even finish this. You take it.
Taste our great time.
Taste my grates. My leftover grates.
My cold grates.
So what if you come over and I say, hey, look, James and I were eating this yesterday, but he's not here, so here, you have this. And then I start saying, oh, wow, look, remember this from last night? Doing something funny with the food, is it?
Right before you, oh, James and I had this last night, do you want to say, go straight to hell?
How about like a bottle of whiskey? Say it's cracked one night between two people.
It's different.
It's leftover.
Whiskey,
that was more of a
bottle of wine.
Thing.
Leftover wine, I agree. I would not drink leftover wine. Whiskey's different because the average person shouldn't drink a bottle of whiskey in a night, but people do. Yeah. But wine, yeah, I would feel weird about being leftover wine. Not to mention that wine leftover is kind of gross. But if it was kept fresh, even I think there's something not right about it.
That's my morning alarm.
That's what you wake up to in the morning.
Yeah,
good morning.
Try an alarm clock. I have one.
You should use it.
No, I don't like having a clock in the bedroom.
You're thinking way too much.
I don't have a choice. I only have a bedroom.
Best in Show Radio on HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with the ears and the place to be.
I'm gonna snooze.
The leftovers of Hear Us Talk. We love you guys.
We go bad before the show even starts.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys next week. Cocky socks, steamroller roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio. 88. Peace. I forgot to say on the YouTube.
So go ahead, say it.
On the YouTube.
It feels like a leftover. Like you're sharing something that...
Does that mean people are only supposed to watch this upon the first time and they can't watch it again with someone else?
That's why no one watches.
Make that view count over there grow. Share the leftovers with your friends. Or don't.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.